Kavanaugh's accuser Max Steyer is former Clinton lawyer, Obama donor. By Christina Wong on September 17, 2019. Max Steyer, the man behind a new sexual misconduct allegation against Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh, was not only a former classmate of Kavanaugh's at Yale but also a foe during the Bill Clinton impeachment trial. Steyer, 53, served on the team defending Clinton, while Kavanaugh served on independent counsel Kenneth Starr's team that was investigating Clinton, as Yale Daily News put it. In 1994, Kavanaugh joined the legal team, led by Kenneth Starr, that was looking into President Bill Clinton's real estate dealings as part of the Whitewater investigation. Later that decade, Kavanaugh co-wrote the Starr Report, which established broad grounds for Clinton's impeachment. Those proceedings pitted Kavanaugh against a former Yale classmate, Max Steyer, 87, a fellow member of Stiles College who was one of several attorneys representing Clinton during the investigation. The Federalist's Molly Hemingway noted in a piece that during those proceedings Steyer had worked closely with David Kendall, who would later defend Hillary Clinton against allegations of illegally handling classified information. Steyer once worked for a Republican congressman decades ago, Representative Jim Leach, Arya, in 1982, but he would later donate to Democrats. He donated $250 to the Democratic National Committee in 2000 while he worked at Housing and Urban Development, and then donated about $1,000 to former President Barack Obama in 2007 and 2008, according to the Federal Election Commission website. In 2004, Steyer, then divorced, married then Assistant U.S. Attorney Florence Upan, according to a New York Times wedding announcement. The wedding took place in Washington, D.C. That same year, a person by the name of Florence Pan in Washington, D.C., donated $500 to John Kerry's campaign for president. Pan was later nominated by President Obama to be a federal judge for the Washington, D.C., U.S. District Court in April 2016, but the nomination expired before the Senate could vote on it. She is currently an associate judge on the D.C. Superior Court. Steyer currently is the CEO and president of the Partnership for Public Service, a nonpartisan organization that advocates for federal employees. He has been frequently interviewed by national news outlets on the issue of government service. Since President Trump's tenure, Steyer has been careful not to criticize Trump, although he has in several interviews disparaged the notion of the deep state and defended federal employees as hard-working public servants. A classmate, Max Steyer, saw Mr. Kavanaugh with his pants down at a different drunken dorm party, where friends pushed his penis into the hand of a female student. Mr. Steyer, who runs a nonprofit organization in Washington, notified senators and the FBI about this account, but the FBI did not investigate and Mr. Steyer has declined to discuss it publicly. The Times later added to its piece, "We corroborated the story with two officials who have communicated with Mr. Steyer. The female student declined to be interviewed and friends say she does not recall the episode." Former Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley said Monday during a floor speech that Steyer never told his committee, which was overseeing Kavanaugh's confirmation and handling the investigation into him, about his allegation, according to The Hill. That person, Mr. Steyer, didn't reach out or provide information to the committee majority. My office never received anything from Mr. Steyer or his unnamed friends, Grassley said. Had my staff received substantive allegations or had he approached me or my staff, we would have attempted to take a statement and interview him, he added. Steyer reportedly had contacted a Democrat senator on the Senate Judiciary Committee, Senator Chris Coons, DITA, with his allegation. Coons later would reportedly send a letter to FBI Director Christopher Wray asking that he follow up with Steyer, copying Grassley and Senator Dianne Feinstein, DCA. Grassley slammed the New York Times during his speech, asking, "Who will watch the watchman?" This week's report includes some embarrassing, irresponsible missteps, he added. This is not an allegation. It's barely a third-hand rumor. One of the authors of the book in the Times piece said Steyer did not speak to them for the book. Asked why, co-author Robin Pogrebin said, "My sense is that he feels as if he did his duty, which was he brought the information that he had to the Senate, to senators and to the FBI. He made them all very aware that he had this experience that he had witnessed firsthand in a dorm room during his freshman year at Yale." What they did with that information was up to them. It never materialized and became part of the process. Brett Kavanaugh was confirmed and he was done. His work had been done. He had done his part. And he had no interest in revisiting it. Since coming under scrutiny, Democrats and never-Trumpers have rushed to defend Steyer. Never-Trump Jennifer Rubin, a Times columnist, tweeted Sunday, "I know Max Steyer. He is scrupulously honest and nonpartisan." Former Obama chief strategist David Axelrod also vouched for Steyer in a tweet on Monday. "Max Steyer is a very credible and highly respected person." Follow Christina Wong at @Christina_Wong.